Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Broadcasting, streaming out of WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw, 101 FM, Madison 92.7 FM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'm going to start one subject now and then get to the lines. This one really bothers me. Gableman, Frankenstein, Bigfoot, sighted around the state. He's now widened his investigation. He's starting to send subpoenas to state elections commissioners, to municipal IT employees. And he said in Chippewa Falls, to the Chippewa County Republican Party, that he's going to be spending a lot more money. He said, I will be spending heavily soon. Guess what he's going to be spending? Taxpayer money. He was given a budget. Initially, he was going to get $44,000, hire a couple of retired police officers for about $2,500 or $3,000 apiece. Then Voss said, no, you're going to get $676,000. It expired Friday, by the way. His contract expired on Friday. Voss has said he's going to extend it. He's not going to put a limit on what Gableman does. And Gableman says, I will start spending heavily soon. I will start spending heavily soon. This is the Republican Party. They're going to start spending heavily soon of your tax dollars in a fake fraudulent investigation that's just designed to divide and to make people think that there's something wrong and there was not. He says he needs more money. Well, what kind of money is he getting? He's getting $11,000 a month. No one's offering to hire him in the private sector. He's not going to get in any law firm I know of. So this is a pretty sweet gig. If you have the total control over it and you can just say, I have to spend a lot more money. I want $11,000 a month for the foreseeable future, certainly through 2022. That sounds pretty sweet. Spending $20,500 a month on staff. Voss won't turn over documents in compliance with a court order. Val Bailey Wren has set a hearing, I think, for January 24, saying, I can't believe there are only a few pieces of paper when you're spending this kind of money. Where are the travel documents? Where are the memos? Where are the emails? I don't know, boss. I don't know. Nobody here but us chickens. This is unbelievable. They think they can get away with this. Voss doesn't read, does not read the invoices. He says he doesn't read them. He'll get to them directly. Oh, really? Well, how soon is directly? He doesn't even read them. He claims he doesn't read them. $300,000 going to a data consultant. Who? Who's the data consultant, for Pete's sake? I will start spending heavily soon. This thing is going to go well over $1 million. Could be several million. And all it's designed to do is keep the pot boiling with the Trump base saying there's obviously something wrong because such a person as Gableman Bigfoot just showed up in I County and he grilled Edna and he grilled Mabel and Agnes and scared them. So Edna and Mabel and Agnes will not be volunteer poll workers next time. And they can get in a Republican hack from the local Republican Party. We'll try to cook it. Try to cook it. And right now, the Republicans, Voss, through Gableman, is what they're doing. In these subpoenas, they want emails, logs of internet traffic, info on voting machines, data on individual voters. In Pennsylvania, they have a team that goes out and knocks on the door. And an older person will come and they'll say, is Mabel Jones here? You know, she's 98. I can't believe she voted. Guy'll say, well, it's my mother-in-law. She lives with us now. Yeah, but she voted out of an old age home. Well, yeah, that's where she was when she voted. Now she's in with us in hospice. We want to see her. But you want to feel her throat? Or I mean, what the hell is this? Is this Putin? Is this Xi? Is this Kim Jong-un? What is this? He subpoenaed Dominion voting machine information from counties that don't use Dominion. One of the dirty secrets in the Republican Party, they went after Dominion. They're getting sued for billions of dollars for defamation, saying there's something wrong with Dominion's machines. And it turns out Dominion sold largely to rural areas that voted for Trump, not urban areas. This is a gang that couldn't shoot straight. You know, you might think this is, you know, Mo, Larry, and Curly, or Damon Runyon, Spanish John, Harry the Horse, and Little Isidore. No, it's not. It's Malignant. It's Tumors. We're going to the lines. Going to the lines in order of calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, well, I would correct you on calling Gableman Bigfoot. Maybe it should be just be small package, just like all the small package Republicans that he works for, you know. But I guess, you know, what I first was calling about is what do the Republicans, in the case, this case, Trump, and the Trump clan just misunderstand about the Fourth Amendment, where it says based on probable cause, that supported by oath or affirmation, you know, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. I mean, the government has clearly laid out the things to be seized here. Somebody has taken, affirmed that there's something, you know, that we need to see, you know, that something happened here and we need to see these documents, and that right. I don't know how the court can you know, uphold, they're trying to quash the subpoenas. I mean, if you want to quash, you know, that, and so Gableman is out there issuing all these subpoenas for, you know, then he doesn't even have any legal authority in himself
at all. I mean, let me unpack what you're saying. Yeah, Mark, I think that you're making two good points. I want to hit them both. One is with Gableman, they want to interrogate people in secret. So if the testimony is bad for them, no one will ever find out about it. If it's good for them, then it'll get out. The law is that the committee can do it. They're designated Gableman as their agent, but that testimony should be in the Capitol in front of the committee. Or if the committee wants to travel to Rusk County and to Langlade County and to Greene County, the committee can do that in public, and that is the subject of a lawsuit right now. These are illegitimate subpoenas coming from Gableman. And when it comes to the issue of the Fourth Amendment, remember, the Fourth Amendment protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. It doesn't protect against subpoenas. It's very reasonable to go to court and ask for a subpoena. If the court approves a subpoena, that's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. That's the purpose of the Fourth Amendment, to go that way. Thanks very much for calling, Mark, as always. Never going to Todd or Billy of the north side of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Matt, thanks for bringing up these issues of what Republicans are doing to undermine our democratic process, and you may guess that what I'm going to say is that every other sentence that comes on the radio should be, and don't just listen to Matt Flynn direct, call Sinema, call Manchin, give to the National Redistricting Committee, give to Common Cause, give to Fair Maps. We all have to do something about this. And strengthen our democratic processes and protect them, not just complain about them. We got to do something.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, here's the deal. We talk like this on this show, and people are talking like this privately, but very few people are talking this plainly, directly in public. And here's the very sad thing. History is going to judge us. We have two senators, Manchin and Sinema, who are letting a large historical opportunity go by. All they have to do is vote to rescind the filibuster for one vote. Voting rights, get rid of gerrymandering, put in fair maps commissions. They can keep the filibuster for anything else. Just do that. And they go, we don't want to do that. Oh, really? Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments. Moscow Mitch knew he couldn't get 10 Democratic votes for Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Comey Barrett. Couldn't get 10 Democratic votes. So he suspended it for that. Moscow Mitch, McConnell has told people in private, quote, I can't believe that Schumer isn't lifting the filibuster for some of this, and laughed. And then Manchin and Sinema go, we want bipartisanship, 10 Republicans to sign off on something that's supposed to cure partisanship, which were Republicans doing this in the first place. What's that all about? Why do you insist on bipartisanship to cure a naked instance of partisanship that got us these crooked gerrymanderings in the first place? It's because they're getting donations, in the case of Manchin, from energy companies, in the case of Sinema, from pharmaceutical companies. They dance to the fiddler's tune. They dance to the fiddler's tune. And that's what's happening. I mean, there's not a nicer way to say it. And with Gableman, what I can't believe is that Republican voters in the state and independents, and people give this any thought, aren't going, how can a clown like Gableman just continue to get himself 11 grand a month? Because he says he has a lot more work to do. He wants to spend a lot more money. He needs more money. He's going to spend heavily soon. And he started out by saying, I don't know much about elections. I don't know much about elections. So what? This is his tuition? I'm supposed to pay his tuition? What? We already paid. We're going to back up $1 billion in site preparation for Foxconn, because Scott Walker and the Duchess of Foxconn have gone, okay, yeah, that's okay. That Chinese company should get that money for making toasters. No, for making large screen TVs. We're going to break. The lines are alive. Several of you are still on. Do not hang up. I will get back to you in the order that you call. We're going to take a brief break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.